If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
20 minutes until 9 o'clock, and the head of the United Nations is warning that the world is in great peril and that leaders who are meeting in person for the first time in 3 years need to tackle conflicts on multiple points, from climate catastrophes to inequality, and certainly the Russian war in Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern is previewing what the president is likely to address with all of that a little bit later this week. Tomorrow is when he addresses the UN General Assembly. No shortage of major global issues, and we're kind of getting a state of the world from the UN this week.
We are. And listen, I think that the takeaway message is going to be that this is a time for global cooperation. That is often the message at these gatherings of the UN General Assembly. But you're right. There are a few flashpoints now. Europe dealing, obviously, with the war in Ukraine, what that's doing, the energy prices, climate change is always an issue at the UN. The president is also tomorrow evening hosting a summit on the Global Funds Replenishment Conference, which is an effort to bring together governments, private sector folks to take action in funding against HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, and other diseases and vaccine replenishment, things like that. So add that to the list. The president will also, after he speaks to the UN General Assembly, have his first bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Liz Truss. The two of them did not have any sort of meeting over the weekend when the president was in London for the Queen's funeral. We're told now that meeting, the first between the two of them, will happen tomorrow on the sidelines, as they call it, of the UN.
Yeah, there's a lot happening with this event, and over the next couple of days, we're going to be following all of the developing details throughout this week. Be with us for continuing coverage. Fox's Jared Halpern, one of many reporters who are going to be following these details over the next few days.